Back to the Moon. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Last week, Jeff Bezos unveiled his new lunar lander, Blue Moon, and announced that he is completely on board with President Trump's goal to return to the moon by 2024.
It's time to go back to the moon, this time to stay.
And his goal is to build an efficient Earth-Moon transport system so that future entrepreneurs can use the moon's abundant natural resources. Now, I'm not sure which was the bigger shock, that gigantic moon lander or that the owner of the Washington Post was actually on the same page as the president. But immediately after the announcement, the critics were all over him, asking, why would he send billions of dollars into space when there are so many problems right here on Earth? So maybe it's time to remind everyone that just as none of NASA's money went into space, none of Jeff Bezos' money is going into space. It's all being paid to the Earthlings designing and building all this stuff. As for where the money's coming from, Bezos has been financing his vision by selling off $1 billion of Amazon stock a year, which means the money is coming from anyone who can afford to buy shares of Amazon. So the way this works out, rich people who buy Jeff's stock are paying to create jobs that will pay off the college loans of all those students getting their STEM degrees, which sounds like a pretty good deal to me. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.